Track 18.
The Internet of Things in Your Home. In the last few years, there has been a lot of talk about the so-called Internet of Things, IoT. What is that? Devices such as household appliances are connected to the Internet by Wi-Fi. So the light bulbs in your home, the windows and door locks, the fridge or the heating can be controlled from wherever you are, at home or thousands of miles away. However, these appliances can not only be controlled by you, but thanks to IoT programs, appliances can operate autonomously. So when you leave home, the windows will be closed automatically and the heating system will reduce the temperature in your living room. How does the heating system know that you are out? Well, the control center in your home receives a signal from your smartphone, and as soon as your smartphone has left the house, the control center knows that you have left the house too. The government is interested in encouraging consumers to save energy. That is why it supports the introduction of intelligent, or so-called smart, heating systems. Your electricity bill could be reduced too. For example, at times when electricity rates are lower, your washing machine or your dishwasher could be started. But it is not only your home and the appliances there that can be connected to the internet. There is a lot of potential in the development of devices to monitor the health of users. Today, many people already use smartwatches or fitness bands that can count their steps and check their heartbeat while they are exercising. But there are more clever health ideas that can really help patients with health problems. Monitors can record the activities and heart rates of seniors or sick people and sound an alarm or inform doctors when abnormal activity is detected. However, what do all of those developments mean for the security and privacy of our personal data? The connected system knows when you are not at home, knows where you are, knows a lot about your habits at home and details about your health. Are all these data really safe? Security experts have hacked various connected devices in order to show that the systems are not sufficiently protected from criminal attacks. Sometimes companies sell products without taking any precautions to protect customers. Would you believe that millions of routers were sold with the same login and password, and that consumers were not told to change them? The problem for consumers is that they have to choose a large number of complicated passwords for their devices and, what is even more difficult, they have to remember these passwords if they want to change the settings. At the moment, IoT is still more of an idea than a reality, and we do not really know what the future will bring. Maybe you will never need a fridge that orders new milk on the internet when your bottle of milk is used up or when it is past the use-by date. But certainly, many more smart devices will be connected in the next few years, which will make life easier and even safer if you think of connected cars, for example. But as the devices we use become smarter, more and more private data will be collected. That seems to be the price.